But when we arrived at the hospital, a gaunt, cheerless building, the mere sight of which was enough to make one's heart sick, and after being directed from this official to that, up endless stairs and through long, bare corridors, found the doctor in charge of the case, we were told that the patient was too ill to see anyone that day. The doctor was a little bearded man in white with an offhand manner. He evidently looked upon a case as a case, and anxious relatives as a nuisance which must be treated with firmness. Moreover, to him, the affair was commonplace. It was just an hysterical woman who'd quarrelled with her lover and taken poison. It was constantly happening. At first he thought Dirk was the cause of the disaster, and he was needlessly brusque with him. When I explained that he was the husband, anxious to forgive, the doctor looked at him suddenly with curious, searching eyes. I seemed to see in them a hint of mockery. It was true that Stroeve had the head of the husband who is deceived. The doctor faintly shrugged his shoulders. "There is no immediate danger," he said in answer to our questioning. "One doesn't know how much she took. It may be that she will get off with a fright. Women are constantly trying to commit suicide for love, but generally they take care not to succeed. It's generally a gesture to arouse pity or terror in their lover." There was in his tone a frigid contempt. It was obvious that to him Blanche Stroeve was only a unit to be added to the statistical list of attempted suicides in the city of Paris during the current year. He was busy and could waste no more time on us. He told us that if we came at a certain hour next day, should Blanche be better, it might be possible for our husband to see her.